This is Alive with Joseph.
Now, we're going to go straight into the word. Praise God. Now, we're going to speak tonight about the topic, beware of dogs. Kai, have you seen this warning on the gates? It's in the Bible. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter number 3, verse 2 to 3. He says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. So this is a concealed operation. Hallelujah. So they come in a Christ-like fashion. So he says, beware of concision. These are the ones that cause factions in the church of the living God. So they are the detractors of the word. They're crafty, very wise. But we will see that their wisdom is corrupted. So we will see as we continue in the word. Praise the Lord. Now, he says, for we Christians are the true circumcisions, the bearers of light, and we are lights. So we are lambent, which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we rely on our Christ and we have no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Or other inventions. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, these dogs have characteristics. They have characteristics. So they break godly reverence, number one. They break godly reverence. They have no honor for God and they introduce falsehood. Hallelujah. Number two, they divide and cause fear. While you are walking in light, you're confident of the word that you've received, then they take you back to fear. Then they thrive by giving preference to fleshly desires. They are counterfeit. Look, something which is counterfeit, if you are not aware of the original, you will readily accept the counterfeit. Because a fake must be good to be fake. Even thieves, they have to be good to be thieves. Otherwise, they're not thieves. Hallelujah. Now, they are counterfeit and they discredit the true God. Number four, they are self-seeking and they thrive by the gift of gap. So a gift of gap is when I speak, you just want to hear me saying words. That's a gift of gap. They're good. They're very good with their tongues. They're very good. When you hear the Christ speaking, you would rather listen to the one with the gift of gap as to Christ. Because their words are sweet. They know what to touch, how to say what. Beware of dogs. They're self-seeking and they thrive by the gift of gab. So do you know Ahithophel? There's a man called Ahithophel in the Bible. This man was so good. The Bible says when he spoke, it was as if God. Ahithophel. Read about him. 2 Samuel chapter number 16. Number five, they are stiff-necked. They are stubborn. In the dimmers of light. They know their mission. They are aware of what they're doing. Remember, dogs are inside. So please understand this. Dogs are inside. So they are aware of their presence. They are on a mission and they are aware. Hallelujah. So they're intentional about their mission. Number seven, they reduce God to their understanding. So God is reduced to the understanding of a mere man. The true God. So we have started well, 2025. We have deposited prayer. We have prayed, Banabamdi. Release your weight. Early so. Yeah, Maroko are cheap. But we thank God. Hallelujah. Psalm 138, verse 2 says, you have magnified. So this is the supremacy of the word of God. The superintendence of the word of God. He says you have magnified your word above all your name. The importance of the word of God. So now we are propelling. We are navigating in this God and dogs. the operation of dogs and our God. Hallelujah. So he says his ways, Psalm 18 verse 30, he says, as for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tested. It is perfect and it is faultless. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. So God sees no color. He sees no race. That's what I'm saying. So whether you are a male or female, as long as your trust is in the word of God, you've got it. Be patient. Be patient, Wanamarena. Be patient. Understand that patience is a virtue. So now that you know that you've prayed for 21 days, it's easy to gravitate towards blaming God. That you want the answer now. But remember, he's not a man and he cares. Hallelujah. Let's continue. We understand also that God has given us angels as we are. There are angels of light and there are fallen angels. So those are the dark ones. Hallelujah. So normally, the design of God is such that the Spirit of God has given mandate to the church to bring salvation. So God did not give the mission or the commission of salvation to angels. Hallelujah. So if an angel appears to you to preach salvation, it's okay. Maybe God wants you to function that way. It's your case. It's a special case. But the mandate that God has given in this world is such that the church will herald salvation to the world. Praise the Lord. So we are not going to be on YouTube and other stuff looking for he says he saw Jesus and then you shouldn't wear this, otherwise you won't be saved. Salvation is not in the flesh. Amen. So, do we need angelic visions to be saved? Now, let's look at 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 12. He says, it was revealed to them, these are the prophets, that their services, this is the prophecy or their prophecies regarding grace. These services were not meant for them and their time, but for you. So this is for us. So we are relevant. This scripture is alive now. This scripture is relevant now. Hallelujah. So he says that it was meant for us in these things, that the death, resurrection, and glorification of our Lord Jesus Christ, which have now been told to you by God's servants, who preach the gospel to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, who was sent from heaven into these things. Even angels long to look. You see. So the angels, they also are longing to look what has been given us now. Hallelujah. So remember, the mandate is to the church. Right. Now, Ephesians chapter number 3. So now, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God in all its countless aspects might now be made known by revealing the mysteries to the angelic rulers and authorities in heavenly places by the church. As we are, the information that is coming out, angels get amazed that, oh, God did this. Oh, they're living with him. They know him. Remember, maybe one or two of us have seen God. These ones, these angels, they know him. If he appears, they know that's the Lord, that one. So, Reinamo in this world are now giving education back to angelic beings. Praise the Lord. So, it means that an angel is not going to come to you and tell you that you must be saved. It's an error. Again, he says the church. So this is the church that reveals the manifold wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is revealed by man to angelic beings. Hallelujah. So we don't need special angelic visions that I was in a dream. Hallelujah. Now, even in this angelic realm, there are rebellious ones. You know, somebody who is rebellious, they understand and know that they are rebelling. It is their mission to rebel. It's how they are. It is their nature. But the sad thing is, there are human beings which don't know. Then they partner with these beings. Isaiah chapter number 8, verse 19 says, if someone, a human being, may say to you, let's ask the mediums. Arocheka. Uchekile. Habu usipile. Ntwe ngwano. Uchekile. We are talking about, when we are saying beware of dogs, they are inside, right? We are talking about the church of God, the living church. The one who is saying, uchekile cheka. It is between the dog and the one who is born again. So the one who is born again now receives the information, uchekile. Then he says, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead. Cry. With their whisperings and mutterings, they will tell us what to do. Kidingaka juju. So they will be muttering. They do those things, right? Kana, when you are there, you are looking for help. But you left the Lord. The owner of spirits. The one who created even the rebellious one. You left your authority. The seat of authority that he's given you. You left it. Now you are eating with the pigs. A child of God. Then he says, but shouldn't people ask God for guidance? This is a wonder. Ramakala, you said you are born again. Why are you doing this? Why are you acting like this, Manamrein? Huh? Why are you now being tossed? You have prayed, you invested time. You denied yourself sleep. But why now are you being tossed? Because of money? That you don't have a child? You don't have a husband? Those things are secondary. Yeah. Understand. They are very secondary. Hallelujah. So now, he says, this is what you should say. Look to God's instruction and teachings. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark. So there's no light there. King James says there's no light of dawn in them. So there's no light. Our year of light. Such people don't have light. But they seem to have light because they speak what sounds like wisdom. But that wisdom is corrupt. Hallelujah. So he says that, verse 21, they will go from one place to another, weary and hungry. And because they are hungry, these are the fleshly desires. They will rage and curse their king and their God. Yeah, I see him. You know, God never answered me. I've been praying for this 10 years. While God said, you know, there's a lady who wanted to get married. So she was eyeing a brother. Now, the relationship had already started. So she went to God to say, who is my husband? She went confirmation, right? Then the answer to God from God was, read my word. How does this tally? There's no balance. I'm saying, who is my husband? Why are you now referring me to your word? See, the way God answers might not be our preferred way. But God was establishing her. No, then the sister, just long story short, the sister went on with the brother and then she came back with one leg. That's how now we know the story. She came back crying. Hallelujah. All right. We thank God. Hallelujah. Now, let's hear what the Message translation is saying. Verse number 19. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So verse number 19 to 22, he says, when people tell you, try out the fortune tellers, consult the spiritualist. This is alive. It's living, this thing. Why not tap into the spirit world? Get in touch with the dead. Tell them, no, we are going to study the scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, that's the answer. Tell them. So we are now being advised by our God how to answer them. No. Let me check the scriptures. Yes. So you're not saying first, I'll then consult with you. No. I'm going to study the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Look, ancestors exist. We are not denying our lineage. We are not denying that they lived. He is God of... He is not saying they are gods. We should go to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our gods. So, I've seen a video. This guy was, he sounded good, and he parked a car. He's speaking from a car, like a beautiful car. So, what he's saying is, look at what my gods did for me. Then, as a man, you look at the car, say, hey, okay, so the gods are waking. Then you deny the true God. That's wrong. Guys, be careful. Be careful. Now, he says in Psalm 115, the dead people cannot praise God. They are silent. Not a word is coming from them. They are silent. Those that go under the grave are silent. They cannot praise God. Hallelujah. So they are not going to take the place of God in us. And if any of us here have a picture of the Lord Jesus, by the time that he was on earth, were there cameras? Remove that thing. Remove that thing. Please, online, our community, greetings to you with much love. Remove that picture. That is not Jesus Christ. Actually, that man came to say he's worried. People are just troubling him. He is not the Lord. He's a man like you. Remove that thing. Throw it away. So if any of us have a picture that is Jesus, it is not Jesus Christ. No camera was present at his time of working in this world. Hallelujah. So, this is Exodus. This is Exodus 20. No graven image should be worshipped. There's an instruction that God says. So, if you are there worshipping a picture, you are in error. All right. Ghana, this is the year of light. Hallelujah. Now, remember, they are masquerades. These dogs are masquerades. So, they pretend to be of light. They are able to turn themselves into the angels of light. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. If they are pretending, it's a pretense, right? A believer might fall for it. If a believer doesn't know, if you're not immersed in the word, you will be easily tossed. So when pastor says, you have been here, but even now, we can't trust you with the word of God. It's true if you're not doing it. Manamrena, do it. It will help you. It works. The word works. The word works. Hallelujah. So don't be quick to seek for an answer macro over. Ping ping, you want an answer. No. Stay the course. Study the word. You will get strengthened. You will help. He will help you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you. Happily. Even if they preach a different Christ, you see, than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you've received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. Verse 14 says, but I am not surprised. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. He functions by disguise. This guy must disguise himself because he's not true. If I'm going now to pretend, it means I'm not quality. If I'm going to create fake, I am not quality. I don't have original. Don't believe such a being. But then he says, in the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deeds deserve. Then he says in Galatians 1, they are cursed. Remember, he said, if anyone or even an angel come and preach to you any other gospel, then let them be anathema. They must be cursed. Hallelujah. So he is cursed anyway, so he knows. He's just doing it anyway. Rebellious spirit. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to read our responsibility now. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 21, quickly. You cannot drink both the Lord's cup and the cup of demons. You cannot share in both the Lord's table and the table of demons, thereby becoming partners with them. You are in partnership, maybe you don't know. If that's what you are doing, two legs, not one, two. One at a Life Church. Muriti! But the minute you leave the door, you are in partnership with demons. So you know what God does in this instant? He withdraws. He will give you an opportunity. He's merciful. You will get an opportunity after an opportunity. But now, you will not be able to blame anyone. You are sowing seeds, and then the season of reaping will come. So the danger is, where did you sow? You are sowing in the table of darkness, then you expect to reap the rewards of light. No, it can't work. No, for me, I worship God like for me, like the way I grew up, for me. Don't establish your own righteousness. Don't do it. Your own righteousness cannot save you. No, now, you know, we like anyone can go the way that they are going to God. That's an error. It is the teaching of that masquerade. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter number 2, verse 22. He says, who is a liar? Anyone who says that Jesus is not the Christ. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an antichrist. So, it's easy. If anyone says what I said now, for me, I go that way, that's an antichrist. He says anyone, isn't it? Or did I miss it? Anyone who says, anyone. He's not any being, any person. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who that person is. He's not saying disrespect the person because they're saying this. They're just, you know, it's just information that we have. Oh, okay, so this one doesn't belong to the Christ. He's antichrist. Hallelujah. Then he says, anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either. So, how mudimu ki mudimu wapa tukamoga? Yes. But there are different gods. He will not be talking about Jehovah. Jehovah is the father of the Lord Jesus Christ. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the one we're talking about here. If they are saying me, I go to God this way, they are not talking about this God. Hallelujah. So then he says, give yourself wholly to these things. Give yourself wholly to these things. Then your profiting will appear to all men. Hallelujah. Your profiting will appear. It will come. It will come. God is true. Hallelujah. Now, as we learned, Psalm 97, verse 7 to 12. This is such a blessing. He says, all who serve handcrafted gods will be sorry. And they were so proud of their ragamuffin gods. It's in the Bible. Muffin. Where is our baking sister, Muffin? that is a god. That's a god. Ragamuffin gods. Then look at what he says. On your knees, he now tells these gods, worship the Christ. On your knees, all you gods. It's an instruction to them, the muffins, the ones that you were going to. Beware of dogs. Then he says, listen and take heart, O daughters of Zion. Now we change the tone. Sing your hearts, sing your hearts out. God has done it all, has set everything right. You, God, are high, or a high God of the cosmos. The whole earth is yours. So he says, far higher than all the gods. Now, then he says, verse 12, so God's people shout praise to God. Give thanks to our holy God. Hallelujah. So we cannot see light or find meaning outside Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10 speaks about people trying to establish their own righteousness. So we cannot find light. We can't live in light. We cannot claim to be in light outside Christ. He's the signature. Hallelujah. So as long as we depend on God, our outcome is guaranteed. Hallelujah. I actually forgot to mention this when I started, that it's important that we take notes. If there's one of us here who attended the discipleship class and still don't have a notebook, please come back. You have failed, actually. You didn't listen. So come back so that we can start again on the 8th. Then we will instill this thing that you must learn. It's important that you must learn. Hallelujah. There's no doctor in the world. There's no doctor who just went to school and then at the end of the year, I get the results. It's important. The word of God is important. So we've got to learn and be intentional about it. Hallelujah. Now, he says 1 John 2, verse 1. Let's see these points. Remember, it is not compulsory to live in sin. It's not compulsory. It is not compulsory to sin. He says, what is it? My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if... He's not saying when. Did he say when you sin? When you sin, if any man, we have an advocate with the Father, the Christ of God. We have an advocate. The advocate here, he's advocating for his children. Not for the world. He died for the world. But the advocacy is for his children. So, remember, if you sin, you have an advocate. So don't be running and then putting yourself in sin, say, no, I have an advocate. Remember, you will come back with one leg. You will be going to pastor. Pastor, pray for me. I'm being chased in the dreams. I can't sleep. Dogs, it's you who went to the dogs. Hey, now pastor cannot sleep. Pastor Cody, please, I'm here at church, 2 o'clock in the morning. But you know what you did. Huh? So it is if anyone sin. If. Anger, that's the condition. Now, number two. All right, I already mentioned that his advocacy is for his children only. It is excluded. It's VIP. Yeah, it's first class. Yes, yes. Now, God loves everyone. It's true, yes. But not everyone who calls him Lord is actually their Lord. Amen. Now, if God has said such things that, he has given us and shown us all the advantages that he brings to men, but there are still those that maybe you don't know. But now that you know, how are you going to respond to this God? He says that there are systems I've put in place just for you. And these systems, all of them are for your advantage. All of them, they're created for your advantage. It is possible as a man that you may give answers, you may respond to this God in your heart that, I'm still living in sin. Remember, yesterday is not today. You can depart from any kind of life now. And the minute you live there, you are here. That second changes everything. That second can end salvation. That second is a split second. You are able now to say, Jesus, you are Lord. Grant me all that I have heard about you. Remember in the book of Haggai, I think it's Haggai chapter 3. He says, God, we have heard of you, and we have heard of the wonderful and good deeds with which you did. Do them in our day, O God. Hallelujah. Then he says in Acts 4 verse 12, there is no name given to men in this world. There is no name given to men in this world whereby they will find salvation. So salvation is in Christ alone. It is Jesus Christ who saves. So as we are, we didn't start here. No, we didn't. But we had the same word and we received the word with gladness. We didn't know that we were glad when we received it. We didn't. Muruti, the information didn't reach us yet. I found out later, I was glad when that information was given. Because I saw a young man preaching. What? So, this thing is true. A young man can know God like this. I wanted to study my wife. I wanted the Bible. I wanted to pass my wife because she was already in the way. So I said, next, I started Genesis, Revelations. Then my walk changed in the house. Outside, I was very humble, but with her now she started coming to ask questions. So what does this mean? I said, right. I've got it. Right. Correct. Yeah. I've got it now. You see. But first, I didn't know that I was glad. Hallelujah. So, it is possible that you're also here. You don't know this Jesus Christ. You have heard about him. You've been here. Welcome. We are happy that you are here. Welcome. We celebrate your coming back again and again. But there's a decision that needs to be made. That decision that says yesterday is not today. The past second is not now. You make that decision, then he says that he will give you a grand entrance. We are promised this, that you will be given a grand entrance by God, not by men. I mean, imagine a grand entrance. You being celebrated that you are coming back to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I was saying this to say this. If you are here, isn't it that we must apply the word? Yes. Otherwise, it's useless. Yes. If you are here now, and you have heard voices, you have heard that you can go and check, this, you can fix this, that's our culture. We don't deny the truth of or its effect. You have been in the Lord, but because of frustration or seeming frustration, Satan has now magnified this problem such that you think your God is failing. But hear me, he's not failing. He can't. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, he says, when you hear such words, don't harden your hearts. Don't say, it's not yet my time. The day or the time of salvation is now. Don't appoint time for yourself that you will be saved just before you die. You see, me, I know when I get to the hospital, if maybe something happens, you won't even think like that because death comes like that. And then now you are transitioned and then you start, I'm going down. But you just refused a simple thing, to say, Jesus, you are Lord. Save my soul today.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.